This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, drinking Zamzam is a form of worship. It is a worship. So Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, once, he asked Ibn Arafah, rahimahumullahu jami'a. Ibn Hajar said to Ibn Arafah, asking him about Zamzam. He said to him, why isn't Zamzam tasty? And this is a reality. Zamzam is a heavy type of water. It is not tasty compared to other waters that come from springs or valleys or whatever it is. Zamzam is a heavy type of water. It is nourishment. It is food. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zamzamu ta'amu tu'am wa shifa'u suqam. It is food. It is nourishing. It is heavy. The one who drinks a cup and two feels full. So Ibn Hajar asked Ibn Arafah, why isn't Zamzam tasty? So Ibn Arafah answered him beautifully. He said to him, because Zamzam, drinking it, is a form of worship, it was made not tasty, so you can always remember this is a worship. And had it been tasty, then people would have drank it as a form of enjoyment and luxury, forgetting the worship part altogether. Allahu Akbar. So Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, loved this answer. And he would mention it to the people and he would spread it to the people after this. So Zamzam in itself, when you drink Zamzam, this is a worship. You are seeking closeness to Allah when you drink this water. Was sunnah is when you drink it, that you say Bismillah and you drink with an intention. Make an intention. So your intention could be that Allah Azza wa Jal grant you knowledge or grant you wisdom or grant you the ability to memorize or grant you shifa, cure. Could be anything. You have an intention. And then you drink one sip and then you make dua. You drink again and you make dua. You drink again and you make dua. This is what Zamzam is. Drinking Zamzam is a form of worship. So if it was tasty, people would have drank it as a form of luxury and an enjoyment, forgetting the worship aspect altogether. But this is very important for us to understand. That's how the worships are. The worships are difficulty. They are heavy. They are tough. حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That the paradise has been surrounded with hardships and difficulties. And what this means is that the road to the paradise is a difficult road. It's a difficult road. There are hardships. And the worships are difficult. They are hard. They require patience. And once you're patient enough, Allah Azza wa Jal will feed your soul the sweetness of this worship. You'll reach a stage where you're not able to live a day without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.